All right, we're heading down to the desert, and we are going to bring in Steve Gilbert, who covers the Diamondbacks for MLB.com. Steve, nice to have you with us. I appreciate the time.
Hey, Marty, happy 20th anniversary, my friend. 20 years, that's a great accomplishment. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it really, the time flies by, and I'm back where it all started here at the Coliseum, so it's nice to be back here. But, hey, tomorrow it all starts. It's kind of weird, that Sunday start for the Diamondbacks. I guess it's the Final Four being down there. Is that the reason why they moved it to a Sunday?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Marty. They have the Final Four coming on Monday, the championship game, so they didn't want to open on Monday. So they thought maybe if they open on a Sunday, maybe they'll get some of the people that are in town here for the Final Four that might want to come out to the game. And in fact, they just announced the other day that opening day is a sellout. So I guess a lot of demand, a lot of out-of-town fans that thought, as long as they're in town and have a day off on Sunday, they may as well take in the Major League Baseball game.
Well, very good. And, look, it's Zach Greinke and Bumgarner. And you tweeted out last night that the roof is going to be open. And I just happened to look up the stats with Greinke. Roof is open. He doesn't do as well. I'm surprised. The old Randy Johnson would never let this happen, right?
Well, actually, it was Curt Schilling that
was it Schilling? Okay.
He caused all the controversy, I think, back in 2001 or 2002 when he discovered that the ball didn't carry as well with the roof closed. So he wanted the roof closed for every one of his starts. And, when it's early in the season and the weather's beautiful here in Arizona at night, as you well know, fans love it when the roof is open. So there was quite a backlash against that. So they ended up taking that decision out of the starting pitcher's hands back then and leaving it in the organization.
I got it. Okay, very good. How's the weather, by the way? What's the predicted weather for tomorrow?
It's going to be beautiful. It looks like it's going to be mid-80s tomorrow, so it should be sunny and really nice here in the desert.
All right, Steve Gilbert with us. He covers the Diamondbacks, MLB.com. That's the opening game for the Giants tomorrow. Torrey Lovello, the Torrey Lovello era starts, and I saw some tweet that he's got about 75 people for tickets for tomorrow.
Yeah, I talked to him the other day. He said he's got 75 of his friends and family, and while he did fill in for John Farrell two years ago, with the Red Sox, this is his first, obviously opening day as a major league manager, and he wanted to have a lot of the people that have been, as he said, so supportive of him throughout his journey. He wanted them to come and get a chance to see him manage.
Well, he's going to get to see Zach Greinke get an opening day start. Only a couple of opening day starts for Greinke, which was a surprise when you tweeted that out. But what do you expect from Greinke? I know the velocity has been down, but he loves pitching against the Giants. Last year, so-so against the Giants. But in his career, not many Giants have good numbers against him. You saw him all spring. What do you expect from him tomorrow?
Yeah, Marty, it was an interesting spring for Zach. They slow played him because they had the extra week or 10 days in there with the WBC. So rather than give him an extra start, they gave him what you would normally get in a regular spring. So just kind of brought him along a little slower. He did have a little dip in velocity. It's always hard to know with certain guys if that's going to be an indication of what we'll see during the regular season once the adrenaline kicks in and the crowds become bigger and the games count. But certainly that was a little bit of an area of concern for them when they saw that, but seems to have bounced back. His last start, his velocity was back up a little bit, so they're hopeful. They got a lot of money invested in this guy, and more than a third of their payroll is invested, in fact, in Zach Greinke. So they need him to be successful in order for this club to be successful.
Steve, a lot of times we say, and I did this last week, and I said, I won't ask you five things, but, certain things have to happen to have a good season. And for the Giants, the eighth inning guy has got to be, take charge, and Pence and Span have got to play 130 games. If I ask you that question for the Diamondbacks, just a couple of things that have to go well for that team to be a surprise this year, what would you say?
I would say they have to stay healthy. Certainly the injury to A.J. Pollock and David Peralta hurt them last year. And I would say for sure, two other things I would say, that the starting pitching needs to take a step forward because they just put too much pressure on that bullpen last year with short starts and not pitching deep into games. And I think the bullpen, I think if there's an area of concern right now, it would be the bullpen simply because, they're counting on guys that have that are a little older in the tooth, say like a Fernando Rodney, or they're counting on a guy like Tom Wilhelmsen to kind of bounce back and find what he had a couple of years ago. They're counting on J.J. Hoover, another guy that kind of, you know, had a good year a few years back, so it struggled last year, another veteran. So they need to stay healthy. They need some of the starting pitching to take a step forward, and they need that bullpen to be better than maybe it looks on paper.
All right. Well, those are good items. Now, Taiwan Walker, and I think we see him third. I think it's Greinke, Corbin, Walker, Ray, yeah, and Miller. I think that's the rotation that you, yeah, tweeted out. 2 years ago in spring training, this guy was untouchable. And I think he had a pretty good spring training this time. He comes over from Seattle for Segura and Haniger, and Haniger's a big deal in Seattle right now. What about Taiwan Walker? Because we will see him in the third game, I guess, against Matt Moore.
Yeah, he's a guy, again, that they really need him to kind of step forward. They really like his talent. They felt like the opportunity to acquire a young starting pitcher with that kind of upside was too good to pass up this past offseason. And you know, a lot of guys that got a lot of attention in that trade, you know, Gene Segura. But I tell you, the real key part of that is going to be how Mitch Haniger develops, because he showed some things for them last year after adjusting his swing. And had a great year in AAA, came up and showed some flashes in the big leagues. And if he turns out to be a player, that trade could end up coming back to bite the Diamondbacks. But they're counting on Taiwan Walker to kind of put it all together and have a kind of a breakout season this year.
All right, well, that'd be fun to see. That's the third game of the year. We'll see that one. Steve Gilbert with us, MLB.com. He covers the Diamondbacks. Steve, looking at the first baseman, Paul Goldschmidt, and he did not have a very good WBC, and look, you know, he didn't play much. Any residual effect, and what was his attitude when he came back?
You know, it's funny, Marty, because you always wonder what's going to happen when a guy who's used to being a star is reduced to a bench role in that kind of a situation. And he came back and said he raved about his experience at the WBC and getting to play with some great players and how much fun he had and how he said, you know, he tried to bring some energy when he was on the bench and used as a role model some of the guys that he's seen over the years with the Diamondbacks who have been on the bench and who maintained good attitudes and tried to help the team that way. So it was pretty refreshing, actually, to listen to him talk about that. There was no hint that he was in any way, shape, or form disappointed or upset about not playing. He just talked about how great the experience was and how he tried to be as helpful as he could in other ways.
All right. You got to see the whole West here in the Cactus League. The Rockies, of course, everyone loves the Rockies. Hitting and pitching is always a question. The Padres, I couldn't even tell you their rotation right now. The Dodgers are banged up. They've had a lot of injuries in spring, and you saw the Giants and you guys. How do you see the West shaping up?
Well, you know, I think it's a two-team race between the Dodgers and the Giants. I always hate to ever count out the Giants because they've just been on such a great run and had such a great, what is it, 5-6 years, whatever it's been, of just really year in, year out being right at the top of the division. So I never would count out the Giants. The Dodgers certainly have a lot of depth. It's hard to pick against them. So if I had to go with it, I'd say both teams make the playoffs, but maybe that the Dodgers eke out the NL West. I think the Diamondbacks, if they get things, if things go well for them, if things break right for them, maybe they're in contention for a wild card or a little bit of an above 500 record, which I think would be a step forward for them, certainly.
Give me a dramatic, we always say, a crazy thing that could happen. Well, give me a crazy thing that could happen for the Diamondbacks that no one really is thinking about. Well, what would be a good crazy thing that could happen?
A good crazy thing that could happen? Well,
yeah.
I mean, they could put together their starting rotation. That, you know, Robbie Ray finally figures out how to pitch deeper into games, and Taiwan Walker ends up being a Cy Young candidate, and all of a sudden they've got a dominant pitching staff, and then they're right in the mix for the division. Certainly that's, you know, probably not likely necessarily, but, all that stuff came together, they could surprise.
All right, very good. Hey, this is why we love opening day. It's full of optimism. You never know where it's going to go, and I think you hit it well. Steve, I appreciate you being on and look forward to seeing you. We got 19 games, of course, with the Giants and Diamondbacks, and it's always fun, and they're always interesting games. And Jake Lamb, I'm sure, can't wait to see the Giants tomorrow, right?
That's right. Paul Goldschmidt's wondering if Tim Lincecum can come back. Can they sign him before the series?
No, that's not going to happen. All right, appreciate you being on, and thanks for taking the time, Steve.
All right, Marty, take care. My pleasure.
Very good. That's Steve Gilbert, MLB.com. Just a little flavor of what's coming up tomorrow and the beauty of opening day. And just listening to Steve talk about the Diamondbacks, and you just don't know what could happen. I always say the if factor, if. If there are too many ifs, not good. So you always look for the if factor, and I think the Diamondbacks have a few of those around their pitching staff. All right, more coming up.